Houston. When the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
8:03 a.m. is the morning show. Sports Radio, 92.9 a game. You can tell Dylan's on the phone. Full phone lines. Full phone lines back there. Dylan's talking to everybody. Appreciate you guys so much for hanging out with us this morning. Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, and Dylan hanging out with you here on this Hump Day Wednesday. Couple things to get to before we get to the wake-up call. 404-726-0929. We have hit just about every topic under the sun in today's show. So appreciate you guys so much for hanging out with us. Can't wait to see what we've got on the wake-up call. Two things I've got to approach with you before we get there, though. Number one, it's Grant's birthday.
It is.
What's the plan? Like, are you the kind of person where you're like, we'll wait till Saturday to really celebrate a Friday night? Or is it like day of reservation? You know, that kind of thing.
This is the first year, and it's the Braves' fault, that I get to celebrate with him on his birthday.
Oh, dude.
So, I'm upset about...
sad, but cool, but
right,
sad.
Thing. I'm upset that, Braves didn't make it to the playoffs.
Yeah.
However,
yeah.
I actually
Silver
get to
lining.
Celebrate with my husband today.
Yeah.
And so, birthday celebrations will happen today. And I'm telling you, I nailed it.
You nailed it. Yes. I'm so stoked that you nailed it because you were so nervous about this just a couple of days ago.
I nailed it. I nailed it. You know, it's such
you said that with such confidence. I don't think I've ever felt like that about my wife's birthday.
Because you go to these lists that are 100 top best gifts for men.
Yes. Yes.
They're crap.
Yes,
they are. They're awful.
They are.
I can't think of one person that wants those whiskey stones to go in your glass.
Yes.
I don't know anyone.
I've got four sets of them. I do. I've got four sets of them.
So, but if you just sit and think about your significant other for a moment, and it hits you. It's just one of those where it's wow. It combines this and this, and I remember hearing this. Yes, I've got it. But I can't say anything because I know he's listening right now.
All right. Second question is, and we touched on this a minute ago, would you ever sign up for something that felt like torture for no money? And I'm talking about Naked and Afraid. We were talking about which one would be better on Naked and Afraid, me or Bo. Every time I talk to my wife about this, I'm like, I think I could do this. And she's like, why would you want to?
Yeah.
Is it just a pride thing? Why would you want to sign up to starve yourself and get eaten up by bugs for 3 weeks for no money? They're not getting paid out some kind of $1 million bonus. It's all a pride thing.
I mean, you're talking to a person who has run several marathons.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So
you do that on purpose.
I do this on purpose. And I love, there's something so sick about getting a training plan and seeing on Saturday, I'm running 20
so
miles.
Sick.
Amazing.
Interesting way to put
so
it.
I realize I'm a different breed.
Yeah.
I don't need a prize. I want to know what my limitations are.
Yeah. That's a good
I'm
way to
curious.
Put it.
I'm curious.
That's a good way to put it. Every time I watch Naked and Afraid, I'm I feel like I could do this. Other than the bug ridden places. I couldn't do the Amazon, but.
Other than the naked part, I would be curious. I don't need to do the naked part.
I mean, the naked part, I feel like that probably is a thing for an hour. And then for the rest of 3 weeks, you're just I'm just naked.
Maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. The bug thing would get to me. I couldn't be eaten up by mosquitoes. all right, man, we got full phone lines, 404-726-0929. If you want to talk about any of the topics from today, I've been giving the Atlanta Falcons grades out. We talked about the secondary earlier, the defensive line. Also, a reminder, we've got Caleb Johnson will be coming on with us to talk about Hawks training camp, which is in full swing. They've got a preseason game on Monday. So, all right, Dylan, let's do this thing.
We'll go straight down right here.
404-726-0929. We do have full phone lines. I am curious what has stuck with everybody throughout today's show because it has been very sporadic. Let's go out to the phone lines, Dylan. Let's start with our buddy Randy over at McDonough. Randy, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
Yo. What's up, guys?
Hey,
how y'all doing, man?
What's good, man? We're good.
Hey, listen, guys. You guys had said something earlier about the Tesla. You know what I mean? As a Tesla owner.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I think you guys are forgetting about the features of the Tesla, man. Like, self-driving?
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Dylan. If you have to put the charger in front of the door as you're going in, you'll never forget to plug it up, guys.
Randy, do you have the charger at home? I have a buddy of mine that's got an electric car, but he goes to the MARTA every day and just plugs in at the MARTA. He doesn't even have a charger at home.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I got the charger at home, man, so it's pretty easy. As soon as you get out, the only thing you got to do is plug it in.
I love it, man.
That's it. And you can set it. You can set it to start charging at a particular time during the day. So you really don't have to worry about it using the energy and stuff like that.
Is there any downside to the Tesla, though? What's the downside? Give me a downside.
I'm not gonna lie. I had to pay for the tag, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I got a actual Dodge Charger too. So the Charger tag was like $25, and the Tesla Charger was like $278.
What about the distance though? Like Dylan does a lot of long distance driving.
Yeah, that would be my concern, I guess. Yeah. How far are you going?
Listen, on a full charge, you can get up to 350 miles,
okay.
Right?
All
right,
yeah. Can you sit down, have a
meal? And then if you do have to stop, when you do have to stop, it's just like going to a gas station. You're going to stop for 25, 30 minutes. You know what I'm saying? You get the quick charge, you get the full fill back up. So you're not driving on the expressway.
All right, appreciate the phone call. I do have to say this, man, because I like Randy. What gas station y'all stopping out for 30 minutes?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. That's the one part. Shout out to my guy. I love my guy, Randy.
I love my guy.
That's the one part I was like, 25, 30-minute gas station stop is not a thing.
I'm good on that one. Hey, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's try to get as many in as we can here. Let's talk to Marine Tim. He says he's stuck on I-285. Marine Tim, what's up, man?
How are y'all doing?
We're living the dream, buddy. You know it.
First of all, Allie, on your list from yesterday.
Uh-oh, yes.
Uh-oh. If you do not include the varsity fries, I don't know if you're from Atlanta.
Listen, all fries are amazing. It's just there's only five spots.
She caught a lot of flack for doing cheeseburger Bobby's, which is fast casual. So I don't know
That is the one I would take off the list and add the varsity fries.
Okay. All right. Fair enough, man. Fair enough.
But right. I may be a little bit critical on my grade for the Falcons.
Okay.
But if you lose to a team like Charlotte, then I just have the best grade I can give the overall team is a C-.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Overall team. And look, I think that's fair. And we'll get to, obviously, we got to hit specialists later on today.
Right.
We're going to break this down over the next couple of days. We'll get to quarterback. We'll get to offensive line. We'll get to receivers. We'll do different things like that. I think he brings up a fair point. And I am as big a Falcon, I like to see the glass half full. But if you're going to lose to an 0-2 Carolina team and then they get throttled by like 40 by New England.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. All right, let's go back to the phone line. Let's talk to Jackie Brown listening in Texas on the Odyssey app. What's up, Jackie Brown?
Hey, Mike. How you doing this morning, my friend?
I'm living the dream, boss.
Listen, I need your help, Mike.
Okay, go ahead.
Going forward. And I know you watched the game, the Alabama-Georgia game over the weekend.
Okay.
Going forward, do you feel like that Tyson did enough to manage the game as a quarterback? Do you know what he's got pitching-wise going forward? Give me your opinion on how he managed that game and going forward.
First of all, I'm going to try not to take this in a negative. Thank you for the phone call because I appreciate that. I'm going to try not to take that in a negative. I think Georgia fans would tell you he didn't manage a game.
Mm-hmm.
He went out and won the game. Like Ty Simpson was incredible in so many different ways. And I don't know if there's like a negative kind of, maybe he doesn't mean a negative connotation to can he manage the game. He played lights out. I mean, he played about as good as I possibly thought that Ty Simpson could play a football game this past weekend. I mean, he's layering the ball. He's making accurate throws. He's throwing on the run. He's doing everything at the line of scrimmage. I thought he was exceptional. All right, Dylan, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to Josh over in Lawrenceville. Josh, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, man.
Hey, real quick, I'm a glass half full Falcons fan.
I love it.
It's early, 2-2. I'll take it. Hey, the best thing you can go into the bye week with is momentum, and you got health that's getting better with AJ Terrell.
I love it.
So I appreciate that aspect.
Yeah.
And also, real quick, man, y'all showed him a little love on Monday, but hey, shout out to my Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, man, 5-0. Big season ahead, and I think we're gonna go to Georgia, the Georgia game undefeated. And real quick, Dylan, hey man, I got a hybrid Ford pickup truck, man. You can't beat hybrid, man. Just don't even get the gasoline. Get gasoline, but don't even worry about electric, man. Just get a hybrid.
There you go. Hey, I appreciate the phone call for a lot of different reasons. First and foremost, there is no show on this station or in this town that has loved on Georgia Tech the way we have.
Very true.
All right. There's nobody out there that has loved on Georgia Tech the way we have. Completely agree with everything you're saying. We got a topic probably coming up maybe tomorrow or Friday that's going to hit more on Georgia Tech and Haynes King that I want to talk about quarterbacks. But yes, absolutely for Georgia Tech. Also, I was in a hybrid Uber the other day, and this guy brings up a good point, because I was like, talk to me about the hybrid Uber and the hybrid car we were driving. It was some kind of like SUV, and he was kind of blowing my mind. I mean, he was straight up like, man, I can get up to like 600 miles to a tank of gas on this thing. Because every time it rolls, it charges the batteries back up, and you can just kind of keep going back and forth. I was like, dude, I don't know that I could buy a car that's a hybrid that's big enough for me, but I would if I could, probably.
There are some.
You think so?
Yes, there are some.
I don't know. Like, I used to have just a 1500 truck, and I still would struggle, like, size-wise. So I had to upgrade to the 2500, and it's diesel, so I don't have these conversations much. But, yeah, if I could do the hybrid thing, I definitely would. But I love the glass half full thing from Josh calling from Lawrenceville. Hey, let's this is going to be interesting. All right, Dylan has texted this name. This says, retired hillbilly from Squid Nation, but potential new Mafia member.
Whoa.
Let's see what we got. What's going on, man?
What's going on, Mike? Hey. How you doing, brother?
I'm having a great Wednesday, man. How about you, Mr. Retired Hillbilly?
Yes, sir. This is a beautiful hump day, but... anyways, I just want to know something real quick, Mike.
Okay.
I know Bo's off for a few days, but when you go to break and everything, do you kind of feel like his leprechaun self is like breathing over your shoulder sometimes?
I know that he's always listening.
Yes.
Let's just put it that way. I know that Bo is always listening. He is the APD at the station, so I'm sure that he considers that his job, but he's always listening, man. He's always listening.
Who was the monster in Monsters, Inc. that was like, I'm watching you, Wazowski.
Oh, always yeah. The lady that works
the front desk reception.
Lady that works the front desk. My son loves that movie. Hey, let's try to fit one more in right here before we go to break. Let's talk to Dan over in Decatur. Dan, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
What's happening,
hey, man.
Mafia Mike?
Wait.
What's happening, brother?
Let's go. You know the vibes.
So, let me get it.
Hey, man, it's been a while since I talked to y'all, man. But real quick, man, I know everybody wanted to crucify the Falcons because of the loss to Carolina.
Yeah.
And, hey, everybody has those games. But as a whole for the Falcons, I'm going to give them about a B-. You know, I am impressed to see the progressions that the defense is making, especially those two rookies, Xavier Watts, Billy Bowman, definitely balling. It was good to see Jalen Walker get a sack last week, James Pierce half a sack, two quarterback hits. So, you know, again, it's the little things. So we just got to keep adding seasoning to that pot, man. They're going to be fine. They're going to be okay. I really see them winning the division, man.
Yeah. Thank you so much, buddy. Always good stuff from Dan. Thank you so much to everybody that called. We'll obviously going to continue this conversation because we have to talk about specialists at some point in the show. And then I guess on Friday, Allie, we'll probably give overall grade for the first quarter. But a lot of good stuff. Appreciate everybody for calling in.
Well, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Coming up, we do have our very own Hawks insider and reporter Caleb Johnson joining us to talk about all the things happening at training camp. And we got to ask him about his question to Trae Young the other day that is going viral. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. Bo is taking a couple days off. And with Atlanta United season winding down, be sure to join Jason Longshore every Tuesday night for Atlanta Soccer Tonight. Jason has you covered all season long on the latest Atlanta United news. Plus, he's keeping tabs on international soccer as well. That's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer. Tuesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and available the next day at the Off the Woodwork podcast on Odyssey. We have a guest in studio with right now.
Hey, man.
Caleb Johnson, our very own Hawks insider, is joining us. Caleb, how you doing?
I'm good.
Before we go any further, tell me about your shirt. You always get the shirt game is always just on point. I don't know what I'm looking at right now.
All right, so it does say what you probably are confused that it says, God does like ugly. It's a JID. He's a local Atlanta rapper. Blowing Up has, I think, the best album of the year that'll go probably win a Grammy.
All right. I'm feeling in lockstep with that. I went to Lil Wayne on Monday. No big deal. You know what I mean? I was out there in the streets.
You're showing your age. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's cool.
It was, I think it was a Young Dro that was, and other guys like that. Anyways, though, man, appreciate you hanging out with us this morning.
I just have to always say real quick, Caleb's swag is period. Like shirt game, hat game, always on 10. Shoes, too.
I don't know whose shirt game is more off the chain, him or Bo Johnson. Both of them always come with the absolute thunder on the t-shirts.
That's a fact. Like, Bo Johnson comes with some nice shirts as well.
And I just can't fit shirts like that, or else I would try to step my game up as well. But I'm 3X or 2X talls. They don't come available and everything. Anyways, speaking of 2X talls and 8X talls, Kristaps Porzingis.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you about Hawks training camp. Obviously, some of the storylines. Give us the 30,000-foot storylines going into Hawks training camp. We all have high expectations, but what are the kind of subcategories that come along with those?
You mentioned height there, so I thought it would be important to point out the Atlanta Hawks are the tallest team in the NBA by average height.
Wow.
I kid you not.
Stop it.
This is a team that 2 years ago, Quinn Snyder came to the podium and was like 6'6", 6'5", 6'7", 6'8", because he's playing bigs who are 6'8", and not to say that, Onyeka Okongwu hasn't necessarily grown. But it's just
breaking news.
Yeah, it's the guys that are around that this team has gotten so much bigger at every other position. And they are the tallest team in the NBA while having Trae Young at point guard. So that really shows you.
Crazy.
Yeah. But in the same respect, they are the tallest team in the NBA. They are the third youngest team in the NBA. And that was certainly when we got to media day on Monday, Quinn Snyder very much was a talking point of his to go as much as we have things that we want to achieve, it is the Brooklyn Nets, it's the Charlotte Hornets, and then it's us as far as youth in the NBA. And so their big point is that we want to be patient but urgent with how we attack this season and kind of how we expect to go about, trying to win games and be successful.
But what could be a benefit of that? I mean, some of the ages, Jalen Johnson's 23, Asa Newell 19, Trey himself is 27, Dyson Daniels 22. But what are some benefits of that? They could grow together.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, kind of the classic. A lot of times you go to a new job and your boss would prefer that you maybe don't have a ton of experience in certain things because it's like, well, I want to mold you to how I want it to work here. And I think for Quinn Snyder, he's getting a lot of that, of guys who, hey, let's make this thing work in my system, which can be a bit wordy and can be a bit intricate. And then in the same respect, like Quinn was talking on Monday, saying that he likes to play a bit of like random basketball, and it's more like read-based decisions that you're making instead of, hey, we got to get into this set and play this whole thing out before we can go and try to score points. And so I think the youth is really an interesting factor. And in fact, it shocked Kristaps Porzingis. We talked to him yesterday, and he was like, yeah, I came in going to talk to Dyson Daniels, and I find out dude's 22, you know, and it's like, and I think for him, he's like, whoa, what do you mean? I'm, you know, almost 10 years younger or 10 years older than you. And I think, yeah, some of the vets might truly feel like, wow, we're a good bit older than this young core here. But I think guys like Kristaps see the excitement of like, oh, a core is getting built here that has, you know, the potential to sustain and be good for a long time.
Yeah, and I want to go into that a little bit. And obviously, we'll get to Trey, we'll get to Dyson and Zach and everybody else. But I want to talk about the newcomers for just a second and expectations around them. I think we all got so excited when we saw the Kristaps news and, you know, the other couple of things that went on. What are the expectations for these three newcomers? I guess four if you include, you know, draft pick. But
yeah,
when you look at these guys, it's like if we stay healthy, it could be magical. But just go down from there and talk about their roles on this team.
Yeah, so for Kristaps, he is they're still somewhat kind of calling him the unicorn that he was coming out of the NBA draft. I think the big thing for him is like he is maybe not the best rim protector, but a great rebounder. And so kind of putting that alongside Jalen Johnson is certainly something that I can think is going to help grow, you know, their game. The big thing for him is that he shoots threes. And so he is 7'1" and can stretch the floor and create a lot of space. It's funny, another newcomer, Asa Newell, was like, whoa, going from college basketball where everyone just like clogs up the lane to the NBA. He was like, I got so much space. You
there's
know?
A 7-footer shooting Jays out here.
So I think, you know, that aspect of Kristaps' game is, I think it just, it helps defensively, obviously, with just having another big down there. I think when you look over at Nickeil Alexander-Walker, he is someone who maybe not as dominant a three-point shooter, but can still certainly knock down shots. He is, I mean, just a great point of attack defender like Dyson Daniels, but is kind of had to work his way through his career to reach that point. Whereas when he came in the league, it was more of like, all right, you're a role player, kind of find your spot. And so that mindset has allowed, Gnaw, as he gets kind of called.
Gnaw. I like that. He's officially now called Gnaw when it comes to this show. Yeah, we've now named him that.
Yeah, so for Gnaw, like he's able to kind of get in there, muck it up. He's willing to do anything, as well as he has experience as a ball handler. And since this team doesn't have the traditional point guard, that he is going to be one of those guys. Luke Kennard is going to be another one of those guys who has experience.
I hear it already.
Yeah.
Let's go.
You know, he's got that experience as a ball handler. Nickeil backing up for Anthony Edwards at times at point guard, and Luke Kennard backing up John Morant at times at point guard when offenses need to switch and that sort of a thing. And then, I mean, Luke is just such a dominant three-point shooter. And so, like, that's why on paper, sky's the limit for, like, what they could achieve.
Love it.
And I want to get to that, Caleb. It is our 92.9 The Game's very own Atlanta Hawks reporter, insider Caleb Johnson, here on the morning shift. We just talked about the expectations for each of the newcomers to this Hawks team. I want to get into what the expectations should be and you think are for this Hawks team as a whole, because we know this is a week in the East. Obviously, the Celtics took a step back, and there are some other teams dealing with some injuries. We know, obviously, I think the baseline of what the Hawks should be this year is not a play-in team, meaning a top-six team.
Yeah.
Are the expectations more than that, though? Should they be shooting for a top five or a top four team this year, given what the situation is in the East this year?
I will do the thing that Coach and Trey have been kind of talking through this point. Their big thing for this season is staying present and in the moment. That is like that is what they are preaching to us. That is what they're preaching to each other of, yes, there are going to be goals and expectations. And on paper, like, this team should be top four in the Eastern Conference easily. However, you just went from being a play-in team the last few seasons. So to expect them to make the jump from, hey, you're 7 or 8 to now you should be 3, 4, I think is a lot to ask. And so I've put them in the 5, 6 range of like, hey, don't be a play-in team, make the playoffs, and then reach the second round of the playoffs. So if you fall in that 5 to 6 range, don't let that completely discourage you and mean that, oh, we don't have home court advantage, so we can't advance. No. Make it to the second round of the playoffs. Maybe surprise somebody if there's a health issue. But I think just as far as like the regular season is really long, 82 games, and you know, injuries do happen, and I have no idea what that's going to look like for the Atlanta Hawks this year. But I think on paper, Trey has said this is the best team that he's ever played with. Because of that, it's just you actually have to play the games and figure out, you know, kind of where you're going
to
fall.
Well, and we only have a minute or so left, but I do have to ask you about Trae Young, because at the media day the other day, you asked him about his contract. And I know the internet has taken it and everyone's taken a different angle from it. But what did you take from his response?
I took that. So I straight up, I asked him, are you disappointed? Because I feel like I put myself in his position it's very difficult to be able to do that.
Right. Yeah.
But I thought I might be disappointed if sure. I was him. If I'm sure. the leader of the team, the franchise player, and I didn't get a contract done, and now I'm going into technically free agency after this year, even though he's got a player option that he can pick up. So what I took from him was he initially was like, I don't know about disappointed. And then I think he thought for a second, was like, yeah, maybe. Maybe I am. Of like, I think he wants to be here long term. He wants to see this thing build. And in the same respect, that's why he is focused so much on staying present with his team and trying to win this year, is because he knows, who knows what the future holds, for him, as to whether or not if he sees how the season goes and it isn't successful, maybe he does start looking other places and wants to see his future somewhere else. If the team doesn't perform well, maybe on Auncie's side of things, they look and go, okay, maybe we start differently after this year. However, if they have the success, then you push forward. I think the reason why a contract didn't get done is honestly because of a guy like De'Aaron Fox with the San Antonio Spurs, who signed a max deal. And I think the Hawks didn't want to sign Trey to a max because they know how this new CBA is with the tax thresholds and the mess they could find themselves in if they overpay. And a guy like De'Aaron Fox is going to make $61 million in a couple of seasons. That's and crazy. He's not a $61 million crazy. Player. Yeah. And so like that was the tough thing is getting something reasonable. But I know that Trey's side wants respect and wants to, you know, earn what he thinks he deserves.
Of course.
Good
he
stuff,
does.
Man. Yeah. I'm ready to roll. I'm ready. The Hawks primer, just let's go.
First preseason game is Monday.
It is against the Houston Rockets.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. That is Caleb Johnson.
I know nobody will play, but I'm already out for blood.
Right. I know. Well, so I'm on the call with Steve for that game, and I was like, can we get like 5 minutes of Kevin Durant? But probably not.
Well, you can find Caleb Johnson on Twitter or X, whichever you prefer to call it, at ATL Johnson. Thanks for coming in a bit early for
awesome,
us today,
Caleb. Absolutely, guys.
Good stuff. Ready to roll.
Oh.
Coming up, we've got another report card to hand out to the Falcons for their first quarter, and we've got a Life of Dylan.
A young celebrity got his hair cut by an even bigger celebrity, and I want to ask y'all, which celebrity would y'all let cut your hair? It's coming up next on The Life of Squid, featuring Dillion on Sports Radio, 99 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
844. It is the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Dylan hanging out with us as well as Bo is taking a few days off. We do have breaking news out of Cleveland, guys. Joe Flacco is benched for Dylan Gabriel in week 5 against the Vikings.
And everybody's going, all right, one step closer to Shedeur Sanders getting the starting job. Look, it is what it is. I almost am, like, tired of talking about Cleveland quarterbacks. And I'm not talking about this year's. It's just, dude, it's a Cleveland problem. It's not a quarterback problem.
Yeah.
And I wholeheartedly believe that. It's the same thing with the Baker Mayfield conversation. Like, as soon as Deshaun Watson signed there, I was like, okay, he's going to suck. Because that's just what happens in Cleveland. It's not a quarterback thing. It is a Cleveland thing.
Why is it a Cleveland thing? That's the main thing for me. Like, why have they had such bad luck with quarterbacks? Is it development? Is it ownership? A little bit of all of the above? Why is it a Cleveland problem?
I think that too many times, and not to go broad range here, broad picture, but too many times in sports, we try to, our human brain tries to simplify it into one reason for everything. Mm-hmm. It's just, that's just not a thing. Like, there's so many different reasons. The coaches haven't been given a long enough leash. Maybe there's some kind of environmental impact where you look at Chicago sometimes and it's the windy city and the quarterbacks are like, I hate playing Chicago because there's always wind blowing all over the place inside of Soldier Field. I think it's a little bit of everything. It's an ownership issue. It's a coaching issue. It's a schematic issue. It's a fandom thing. Like, where fans are always ready to move on to it's been 30 years like this for Cleveland. And we just have this conversation every single year. We have this conversation about Cleveland and I'm just, like, cool, man. Get somebody and just stick with it for the love. And I would assume that Dylan Gabriel is going to be benched in 5 weeks. Dylan Gabriel problem. It's a Cleveland thing. They're going to bench him in 5. I can almost guarantee you. That's just what they do. That's what Cleveland does.
Do you think if they would have stuck with Baker Mayfield, because remember, Baker helped get them to the playoffs.
Yes.
Do you think if they would have stuck with Baker in Cleveland, Baker has the same success in Cleveland that he's having right now in Tampa Bay?
No. No, and here's the thing. Like I said, it's never one issue. They draft Johnny Manziel. That wasn't their fault that Johnny Manziel liked to fly to Las Vegas on Monday. You know what I mean? Now, structurally, could they have put better people around him? Probably. But it is what it is. I'm telling you right now, Dylan Gabriel will not start the next, 13 games left? No way. Zero chance.
Interesting. I mean, Shedeur, he's got to be excited about this news.
He does. And the curious thing will be when Dylan Gabriel does get benched, is it Shedeur time or are they like, we're going back to Flacco? You know what I mean?
Like, oh, man.
I mean, well, no. Was it Deion or Shedeur that said – I think it was Deion said he felt good about Shedeur playing this year.
Yeah, so Deion did say that.
I guess he's got – maybe he's got a little bit of inside scoop. Who knows?
And maybe Shedeur would be the one laughing, you know, because we talked about him turning down the Ravens possibly and some of the other opportunities, and because there was a clear path to the quarterback. Maybe he'll be the one laughing in the end.
Let me ask you one more question about this Browns situation. Between – because obviously Flacco's not a long-term answer. He's a stopgap. Between Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur – which one do you think ends up being in Cleveland longer? Because they're not both going to obviously be in Cleveland long term. Which one do you think, if you had to pick one right now, which one ends up being in Cleveland longer?
That's a really good question. I'm not so sure. Well, I'm not so sure there will be a clearance. They could both get like let go at the same time, or they because they'll both be free agents around the same time.
I mean, hey, you know, once it Arch Manning like, does finally come out of Aaron's position, they might say, "All right, we'll go with Arch."
They might both have played enough that we're both like, "We're getting out of here." You know what I mean? Yeah. But I think that there's probably a higher ceiling on Shedeur, but I think Dylan, obviously at this point, is probably more consistent. So we'll see. But I don't know. I just know that. If I was a quarterback and I could pick any team to go to, that would be the last one on the list. The last one.
I'm with
yikes, you. Yikes, yikes. Well, let's turn our focus back to the team we focus on every single week, the Falcons. We've been giving out grades for the first quarter of the season, and the last position group we have for today is specialist. So, Dylan, why
specialist? Oh, sorry. Wrong word.
Why don't you start on this one? What are you going to give them a grade for?
I have to give specialist... at this point, I'm going to go...
this is going to be rough.
C-. And the only reason I am giving them a C- and not a D is because, yes, they lost you a game, but I think Parker Romo also won you a game.
That's
fair. Against the Minnesota Vikings. Because he doesn't go 5 for 5. You only scored one touchdown in a Minnesota game. Now, Minnesota ended up only scoring, what, 6 points? So, I mean, that...
yeah, it is what it is.
Probably, yeah. But still, you get my point. So, yes, Younghoe lost. He didn't even lost you, but he didn't give you opportunity to win that Tampa Bay game. Park Romo bounced back against Minnesota, and they've been – he missed two against Carolina. That was a debacle in its own right. And then he was fine against the Commanders. So, when you talk about the kicking game specifically, they've been up and down and inconsistent. So, I'll give them – so, in that respect, that's a C effort. When you talk about punting, I think Bradley Pinion's been solid for the most part. So he kind of levels it out a little bit. The return game, you've had some debacles there. You had the fumble against Carolina that you lost. I think you had another fumble somewhere in the mix there as well, too.
Yeah.
And then I feel like your gunners have been pretty good. I feel like Kadarius Hayes, he's been, when he was out there, he's been good. Return-wise, Jamal Agnew's been solid when he's been out there, but he's been hurt. Other returners have been kind of shaky, iffy at best when you talk about D. Alford. And I think Mike Ford has gotten a return.
Ray-Ray.
He fumbled one, too. So it's just been so inconsistent. There's been highs, there's been lows, but there's been ups, there's been downs. So that's why I land on C-. It hasn't been quite bad enough for me to, like, fail them with a D or an F, but it had nowhere near has been good enough to, like, pass them with flying colors. So that's why I land on C-.
You're in a better mood than me. I'm going D. And I'm with you, man. I agree there's been ups and downs, but there is not supposed to be ups and downs with special teams.
You're right.
That is the one thing that you have the same task in front of you every time when you step on the field for the most part. Like, if you're a kicker, you kick. If you're a punter, you punt. If you're a returner, you return. If you cover, you cover. I give him a D, and that's all apologies to Bradley Pinion, even though I don't think he's been great. I think he has been mediocre when you look at – and it's not all about, like, average yards per punt and all that stuff. It's not. But because, you know, you got to pin him inside the 20. But I think even some of the times I've thought, okay, he needs to bomb this, he hasn't bombed it. You mentioned the return game. The coverage units were exposed numerous times.
That's a good point.
And that's been bad. The field goal. So I'm going D on special teams. As disappointing and as up and down as the offense has been at times, the special teams has not helped. And it's got to be complimentary in terms of those three units. And special teams and offense cannot stink at the same time. And it's happened this year a couple of times. So, yeah, I'm going D on specialists.
Well, while our specialists for the Atlanta Falcons have underperformed, I'm going to talk about somebody that has overachieved, and we'll talk about haircuts as well. Yep, little Baron Burtons. Make sure you go get your W sauce, everyday hot sauce, all your Berenberg products, marinade, all in your local Publix, Publi, whatever you want to call it.
Publicy.
Publicy. So I came in my Kia Rio Z71. No, I'm just kidding. All right. I want to talk about, I want to give a special shout out to, I don't know if you guys are familiar too much with the streaming world, but obviously I'm big in the streaming. I want to give a special shout out to, he's not from originally Atlanta, but he resides in Atlanta now, Kai Cenat.
I've heard the name.
He just hit 1 million subscribers on Twitch. That is a Twitch record, world record. And he did this during he has done a Mafia-thon series. It's over now. But when he does these Mafia-thons, this was the third and final Mafia-thon, he streams for the entire month 24/7. You see him eat, sleep, do everything. He has a whole bunch of things lined up. And as he's gotten bigger guests on. Well, the goal of this Mafia-thon was to hit 1 million subs. He ended up getting a little over 1.1 million. When he initially announced that he was doing Mafia-thon 3, he said, well, and actually it was Michael B. Jordan that said it when they did their little trailer, but when he hit 1 million subs, he's had dreadlocks since I think he said 2014. When he hit 1 million subs, he was going to not only cut his hair, but LeBron James was going to cut his hair.
Wow.
Yes.
That was the last thing I thought was about to come out.
Yes. So the last day of the Mafia-thon was yesterday because he did all throughout the month of September. LeBron James came and he cut Kai Cenat's hair.
Wow.
And he didn't do the entire haircut, but he took the scissors and there was a barber that told him where to cut. So it was a really cool thing. And it's also cool because not only has obviously he made a ton of money, but 15% of the revenue that he has made during Mafia-thon 3 is going to building schools in Nigeria. So it all was, it also was towards a great cause too. So I just wanted to quickly give him his flowers and give him congratulations. Again, not from Atlanta originally, but he resides in Atlanta now with the rest of his group called AMP. They all do content and they all streamers and stuff like that. So hit 1 million subs. LeBron James cut his hair, and it was for all a good cause too.
I love that. I don't know if I would trust somebody to cut my hair, but as long as he's not doing the whole thing, long as he's not edging him, like, we're good.
And that was going to be real quick my question to y'all. What celebrity would you let cut your hair? Mike, for you, what celebrity would you let give you a buzz cut? And Ally Mac, for you, what celebrity would you let? You have to do something extreme, though. Like, you have to get, like, a bob.
So that's the thing. It's not going to be a great haircut if it's a celebrity, right?
Right.
So I would go even more extreme than that. Britney Spears, shave my head.
Stop it.
Let's make some headlines.
Who would you let do it?
Britney Spears, shave my head.
Oh, you would let her do it?
Let Britney shave my head.
You've lost your mind.
Mike, who are you letting – which celebrity you let give a buzz cut?
A buzz is a buzz. It's not that tough. So I would probably my wife's at work now, so I can say this. I'd probably just pick some kind of female, some kind of hot female. You know what I mean? I'd go with Megan Fox or Sydney Sweeney or somebody like that, and I'd be like, hey, well, yeah, you can go up and buzz this haircut. It'll grow back eventually. It's all good. Yeah.
I love it. That is going to do it for us today. For Mike, Dylan, myself, Ally Mac, thanks for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
get your hair cut, Atlanta.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.